The Dominican Republic is not a quiet place. Motorcycles zip down the streets, roosters crow in rural neighborhoods, and from radios in cars and convenience stores, there's bachata music. As KJZZ's Madiana Dale reports from Cabarete in the Dominican Republic, bachata is evolving and finding new life here in Phoenix.
A class of elementary school kids in Cabarete sit cross-legged on the floor, waiting for Juan Abel Martinez to take them through the bachata basics.
This instrument used in bachata is called the bongo.
In addition to the bongo, there are two guitars and a Dominican metal instrument called the guira. It kind of looks like a cheese grater. Martinez calls for volunteers to demonstrate the dance steps that accompany bachata. Two young girls giggle as they step from side to side in a step-together pattern. For Martinez, to teach kids about music is to teach them about their heritage, their country.
Here in this country, there is no celebration that doesn't have music.
Martinez teaches through the Bachata Academy, a nonprofit that draws kids from nearby low-income neighborhoods and puts instruments in their hands. Kids like Adriel gather to practice weekly at an unassuming stucco building in Cabarete known as the Bachata House.
I like the emotion that you have to play it with.
The school started in 2013 and is the first of its kind in the Dominican Republic. Martinez is one of three teachers, and he's played percussion for decades.
Since I was born in bachata.
But for years, not all Dominicans celebrated bachata, and some still don't. Instead, merengue was praised as the fundamental Dominican style of music. Martinez says there was discrimination toward what was seen as low-class music.
In the genre, there were artists who had lyrics that were then seen as, bad or street music or music for cabaret.
But attitudes changed. Bachata stars dominate the Latin Billboard charts now and have even attracted the attention of stars like Drake. The Bachata Academy's founder, Benjamin DeManeil, wants to see an investment like the MLB makes in its Dominican baseball academies made in music.
So I think if you could have the intensive music program that take advantage of the natural interest in music here, I think you could have some of the world's finest musicians coming out of the Dominican Republic.
At this point, Americans are more likely to know the names of U.S.-born bachata stars like Prince Royce and Romeo Santos. The genre's global appeal means you don't have to go very far to find bachata, even in Phoenix. Bachata Addiction at DeSoto Central Market is one of several Dominican dance-themed nights that's popped up around Phoenix. The dance style has ridden the music's rise in popularity.
What we don't want is to look like we're in high school dancing.
The night's co-creator is Brandon Odom, a self-described white boy from Arkansas who first learned to dance while deployed to Iraq. When he moved to Phoenix 2 years ago, he found a Latin dance scene on the upswing. Now Bachata Addiction draws hundreds each month.
It transcends the culture, so it's not just like a Latino crowd or something like that. It's really a big mix of the population.
There are even a few Dominicans in the Valley. Adrian Moya helps teach the class some nights. She picked up bachata as a teenager, though without her parents' approval.
It was horrible. It was not classy. My parents were totally against it.
While she and other Dominicans had to push through their country and their family's own prejudices, the challenge in teaching the dance to others comes more from internal hangups.
I think a lot of people get their nervous in lessons and they think like, oh my God, people are looking at me.
Her advice?
Do not care if people are looking at you. Do not give one. Yes. And I always tell them, when you don't care, that's when your true self comes out and you're free. And that's what it's all about.
For the Transborder Unit, Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Phoenix.